Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Again, this is an offshoot. The questions we're asking you of the Thruway Authority having a virtual public hearing on work zone speed cameras. And first off, your experience, of course, with the city speed zone cameras in school zones, your first initial reaction to that?
Well, it's news to me. It doesn't surprise me as we see municipalities, governments, state governments looking to raise revenue for easy ways to do it. The things that bring into question are whether the cameras and whatever devices they're using to estimate speeds, whether they're calibrated correctly, how they are able to determine when you have a throughway, you may have 10 cars. How would the instrument be able to isolate one particular car out of the 10? When I used to be a prosecutor, you would have a police officer take the stand, and he would say how he went to the academy, he was trained to visually estimate speeds, and he passed and certain plus minus error ratio, and then how he calibrated his radar instrument prior to taking the shift, and how it was reading accurate, and how the station sends out the radar devices periodically to have certified that they're in working order and that they're accurate. And after all that said and done, after the officer finishes his testimony, the other person could cross-examine that officer and bring into question whether his testimony is accurate or not. With these zone cameras that they're using, you have none of that. There's no foundation that anybody's laying as to whether any of this is accurate or not. So it's an easy way for governments to raise revenue, and there might not be any sound basis for it.
Of course, their argument is going to be the safety concerns, because they have data on hand, and I don't have it literally in front of me, of the number of accidents in work zones that they say would be not entirely erased, but certainly mitigated by having these speed zone cameras.
Periodically, we do see accidents, the throughways with the amount of traffic that they have. I would take the opposite position, that they're probably more safe than being in a Walmart parking lot. But once in a while, there is an accident. We know that when there's construction and work zones, you're supposed to have miles per hour posted, reduced, and as a motorist, you're supposed to follow that speed limit, and they have fines that are double and very excessive with points, and you could lose your license over a period of time if you obtain enough points against your license in a short amount of time. So we already have those things. We have police officers that patrol the throughways, the state troopers, and some of our local police departments, and they do a wonderful job. I don't think we need Big Brother with the cameras and whether they're reliable or not measuring those things. It's just some of my thoughts. I don't think they're to be accurate. They're very good at generating revenue, though.
And another aspect would be, similar to the city, trying to decide what exactly the speed limit should be in those zones.
Well, it all depends on how many lanes and how restricted the traffic is. And, of course, you want to keep workers that are safe, and how many times do we see construction zones that are marked out for miles and there's nobody even working on there? So there's a lot of issues that need to be balanced. Of course, we want safety for others, and when you're proceeding along a construction site, you should reduce your speed and protect those that are working and be observant. Out of all the years, you don't hear of that many accidents. There are a few. I do recall a few deaths, and they're tragic and unfortunate, and you know, we would try to minimize that, but I just see government trying to raise revenue with these cameras. It's what they're trying to do.
We spoke this morning with State Senator George Borrello, and he raised a concern about a potential wider application use for these cameras once they get put in the work zones. Is that something else that you would be concerned about as well?
Well, I could see someday where they have facial recognition, and whether they're trying to locate people with warrants for arrest. I could see all sorts of issues down the road, and whether that's something that society wants to see or not. New York State, I believe, did away with the cameras inside of schools, the facial recognition and the violation of different privacy rights of children and protection of children's identities and things of that nature. So it does open up a whole box of issues, that things that you and I probably aren't even considering at this stage. So they're to be determined, and you know, I just see it as taking the jobs away from some of our law enforcement when you just have cameras and generating revenue and trying to reduce overhead. That's how I see government operating these days.
I, along similar lines, had a thought that I've kind of run out of things to say. Is there anything else that I didn't bring up or you think should be addressed?
No, I think this is a new issue that you've brought to my attention, and I appreciate it, and I'll give it some more thought. But I think we have to be concerned about cameras and technology and how it's being used by government and how it interferes in people's everyday lives.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.